The year 2007 has just begun, and USDA's National Ag Statistics Service is already preparing one of its largest, most important surveys of the year, the January Cattle Inventory Survey. NAS will release the report early next month, but right now, Chief of the NAS Livestock Branch Dan Carestis says thousands of producers can expect to receive a request for information.
The cattle survey is conducted each January and July, and this January survey we'll be covering 50,000 cattle operations of all different sizes in the U.S., and we try to do this during the first 2 weeks of January, so operators should find themselves being contacted now.
Caresta says that contact could come in one of three ways.
We do the majority of our interviews over the telephone. We collect the information that way from the producer. We also, however, do mail out the questionnaire to a handful of people that prefer to do it that way. And we also do personal interviews because there are farmers out there that prefer to give the information face-to-face to one of our field enumerators.
Regardless of how the producer responds, Caresta says the participants are providing an important service to the cattle industry and U.S. agriculture as a whole. Once the information is gathered, he says, NAS uses the data to identify trends in beef and dairy cattle inventories, calf crop, and cattle operations, providing the only accurate and comprehensive estimate of the state of U.S. cattle production. That information, according to Caresta, is a critical decision-making tool for the cattle industry, which is why producers or participation is so important.
Without the producers, NAS doesn't have the information to put out a good report, and we need that information. And the information is something that the producers need to make their decisions too. When producers get this information, this allows the producers to make some marketing decisions, knowing how many cattle they should hold on to, what they should do for the upcoming year. It gives them a real good idea of what's happening, and it gives people in the industry an idea of what's going on with cattle. Not only does it help producers make decisions, but it also helps bankers and other people in the government make good decisions that affect the producers.
Caresta says NAS will publish the survey results in two publications, both scheduled for release on Friday, February 2nd.
There's two reports that the producer can get, the January Cattle Inventory Report, which will provide information on total inventory and all the different parts going into the report, such as beef cows and milk cows and calves and heifers and things like that. And they can also access one of NAS's other reports called Farms, Land and Farms, and Livestock Operations, so they can get an idea of what is actually out there as far as the number of operations of beef cows, milk cows, etc.
These reports will be available on the NAS website at www.nas.usda.gov. As is the case with all NAS surveys, the information respondents provide is kept confidential. NAS safeguards the confidentiality of all survey responses, publishing only state and national level data to ensure no individual operation or producer can be identified. Reporting for USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, I'm Stacia Cudd.